Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Why you bugging? 831 on the Mike Cal, the show. It's 1025 The Bone, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. If you're a fan of the Chinese food, or is it Chinese? Like to say Chinese food. They leave the E's out.
Actually, they just say food.
That's probably true.
The old joke.
Here is a list that I found. 19 ways to spot a fake Chinese restaurant.
Perfect.
Go ahead.
Okay. There's a little bit of a thing here, though. You know we like American Chinese food.
Yes. But
because if you've ever, have you ever been to a like an authentic Chinese restaurant?
I don't know. Have I?
I have. It's usually they have a bunch of tanks in there, and they pull the stuff right out and put it on your plate.
Yep.
Yeah. And I went, oh, I don't like this at all. Yeah. Like, I haven't been to China and done it, but like there are restaurants around here that are a little more the style they do in China as opposed to how American Chinese
food is. Oh, I always used to tease my son and let him know that anytime he walked into a Chinese restaurant that had a giant fish tank, they'd be taking the food out of that tank.
But I think that they do. I'm pretty sure.
There are plenty of ethnic cuisines that America has doused in the thick, sweet sauce of appropriation, but perhaps none more so than Chinese food.
Sure.
There's a time and a place for things like sweet and sour chicken and crab rangoon, but it never feels good to be expecting a plate of mapo tofu only to get your food and realize you've walked into a trap set by General Tso. To find out how to tell an authentic Chinese restaurant from an Americanized one, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
We called up our friends at Starry Kitchen, and they take them to different places. So let's go to first one, sweet and sour sauce that's starchy or sugary. Yeah. Sweet and sour sauce is an authentic Chinese preparation, so this is one that comes to taste. If it's saccharine and sweet, it's definitely Americanized.
Right, because the actual sweet and sour sauce from Chinese should be like a fish-based, right?
Oh, really?
Ooh, I don't know. They do say sugar is a secret ingredient in Chinese food, but it's to add balance to the salt or savory. It shouldn't overpower the other flavors. It's lightly salty and lightly sweet, but not like when you get a sweet tooth, which is usually where you get a big, thick honey.
Yeah, if you get that sweet and sour sauce, it's like kind of gelatinous.
Yeah,
it's like
it right here. A lot of it is prepackaged anyway, so it's been engineered from the American palate. If it looks like thick molasses, then it's probably Americanized. It can be made on the fly too. It's usually just sugar, vinegar, and other ingredients poured onto that chicken. But if you need a machete to cut through it, then it's not legit. If egg foo young is on the menu, is it Chinese or fake Chinese?
That is fake Chinese. That is an American dish.
Really?
Sometimes authentic places will have this on the menu, but it's really an American invention.
Boom.
It can be disgusting. It's like a savory pancake. I love it. Savory pancake that's an amalgamation of vegetables, batter, and shrimp that's deep fried and topped with a gravy. It loses all the texture when you pour gravy on it. It just becomes mush on mush. And I find it to be delicious.
Yeah, it's a life over rice.
Kung Pao chicken. Chinese or American?
It's American because they do not have good chicken in China. I don't know.
Spanish?
I'm going to say that's authentic Chinese food there.
Kung Pao chicken is actually a Chinese dish.
Oh, yeah.
So it depends. It could be a gateway dish, but if they showcase it, it's more likely an Americanized Chinese place. So if they have it up front, like they're the home of the greatest Kung Pao chicken, then they're liars. In Americanized places, there's a generic fried rice formula. Fried rice equals choice of protein plus fried rice, like a pork fried rice or shrimp fried rice.
Right.
You're ordering by protein. But with more authentic places, it's more about marrying a specific protein to a specific profile. That's what's unique about stir fry. So instead of shrimp fried rice, you'd be looking for something like young chow fried rice.
Oh,
that would be an authentic place.
Now you're saying young child.
Young chow.
Oh, okay.
Pot stickers. American Or Chinese.
Chinese.
I really hope Chinese.
American.
Potstickers are Chinese.
I love those.
According to the Chinese guy, I don't even know where that word comes from. I couldn't understand for years what my American friends were talking about. How about Mushu pork?
Yes. Mushu pork.
Chinese.
Totally Chinese.
Yes. Yes.
Are you sure?
I mean, it's Mushu.
Yeah.
Mushu.
Yeah.
This is actually a real Chinese dish.
Yes. Yep.
But one that I think no Asian has ever eaten in their life.
Hey, still, it's real. You asked whether it was real. You didn't ask who.
Right. Crab Rangoon.
Oh.
Delicious, kind of like a egg roll outside.
The kind of a crab paste, cheesy inside, whatever. Crab Rangoon, Chinese.
No, it's not Chinese.
No. You're not going to see Crab Rangoon in a Chinese restaurant.
Damn it.
If you've, I don't think I've ever seen sour cream in any dish in a real Chinese restaurant.
That's what makes it good.
It does. It's so good.
Egg roll and soup lunch special.
Yeah.
That's Chinese?
Yes, because a lot of Chinese people on the go, and this is a special for them. Yes, I say yes.
Yeah.
This is a sweeping generalization, but many authentic Chinese restaurants don't even have egg rolls on their menu.
Wow.
Chinese egg rolls are some of the worst egg rolls that I've ever had in my life. This is coming from a Chinese guy.
Should be spring rolls.
These are the Americanized one. It's all cabbage wrapped in a really crappy wrapper. It's fat, and you're dipping it in sweet and sour.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible. Yeah, like you said, it's one of those thin ones.
Yeah, spring roll.
Yeah.
Soy sauce on the table. A giant container of soy sauce. Is that Chinese or is that American?
That is Chinese.
Let me say that's American.
No, it's Chinese.
A lot of people just add soy sauce to everything they eat.
Yeah, yeah. It's tasty.
Excuse me. You should try the food first. Soy sauce is the equivalent of salt. That's the exact reason that it's there. If there's a huge bottle or it looks like it's replenished a lot, that might be a sign. You might not have even seen it that often at a real authentic Chinese restaurant. You guys are terrible at this. And the last one.
I like American.
Oh, no, there's more.
Okay.
Metal American spoons. Mm. If they have that, are they Americanized or authentic Chinese?
Oh, they're Americanized.
No, they're Chinese. They had spoons before us.
Oh, that's right. No, but they would use forks instead of spoons. Chopsticks. That'll make it harder. Chopsticks were invented in America.
Yeah. Oh, they were?
Yes.
If they have metal Western spoons versus Asian soup spoons, it's more likely an Americanized Chinese restaurant.
Yes.
Most real Asian places don't even see the need for both. It's subtle, and people might argue this, but if you ask for a spoon, they will hand you a soup spoon.
By the way, totally don't think that they were chopsticks were invented in America.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I was thinking of? Fortune cookies. Fortune cookies were made in America.
Everything comes with an individual side of white rice. Is that Chinese or American?
That is Chinese.
That's Chinese. Yeah, you see it in the movies.
Yep. You want
Asian food is usually eaten family style, but at Americanized places, the rice is more likely to be individually portioned.
Damn it.
So if it's served individually right in front of you versus in the middle of the table, that's a tell.
Well, what did you say in the beginning? What was it?
That they eat family style, so they would put
it... No. What was the question you asked?
I said, if you get individual rice, are you...
Oh, you said individual?
Oh, yeah. You should listen.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm
bad at this game. American desserts.
Oh, yeah.
Are they authentic? Do Chinese eat American desserts, or do they only have strictly Chinese desserts?
No, they have strictly Chinese desserts, and in their desserts, they don't use dairy.
What
do they serve?
They serve...
Chinese donuts, right?
Cannolis! No, they serve... I don't know, but I know that. They don't use dairy, and that's what makes their desserts so bad.
Yeah. Green tea ice cream, like I always see.
Like a cruise dessert.
Right.
If there's an American dessert... Or fried wonton with honey and powdered sugar, that's not authentic restaurant at all.
Yeah, in your face.
And the number one sign, Galvin, that you're in a place that is not authentic, there aren't any Asian people eating there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Terrible.
If it has one of those trifold menus that looks like it could be a mailer.
Uh-huh.
And it's really long. That's an Americanized place.
Can I tell you this? Good sign. Here's a good sign that you're going to a good Chinese restaurant, but it's Americanized, but it's good.
Yeah.
If you go in And there's at least two Asian kids at a table doing their homework.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Or taking your order.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
And they're the only ones that speak English.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You go in there and you hear a lot of and you walk in there and you're like, what just happened?
Yeah.
And then the little kid's like, ah, da, 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 and the kid looks at you and he goes, I help you.
Yeah.
That's when you know. Yeah. I take your order. Phone number, please. Uh-huh. You give them the phone number and they're like, oh, okay, 1 second. Big order, yeah. They yell. Honestly, they yell back and forth into the kitchen like they've been mad for years at each other. And they could be like, this is the ugliest guy I've ever seen in the whole world. But they're like, oh, then the adults yell back at the kids.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
When I delivered a couple of times for Lum Chin in Staten Island, and the cooks, I don't know, it's really weird because there's a kitchen. And then there was a room where like a bunch of old guys just sat around and watched TV. Like a bunch
of smoke too. Was
no,
a lot of,
no smoking. They all wore like white robes. They were all super Asian,
playing dominoes or
I don't
anything.
No, they would sit. It looked like a waiting room. Like it would have chairs lined up on the wall, and there'd be a TV in the corner, and they'd all just sit there. And I'd walk in, and I'd go hi, and they go hi, and they would watch TV, and they were all little. So I remember wrestling came on,
mm-hmm.
and Andre the Giant came on TV, and they were like, oh, yo, and they were like, yo, and I'm like, yeah, and they're like, you are a wrestler, and I was like, oh, yeah, wrestler.
Yep.
I had no idea.
Very famous.
Yeah, but they all liked, because they were so tiny, they would liken me to the great Andre the Giant.
Of course, yeah.
I was like 17 at the time.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then they'd all say something to each other and laugh, and they were like, oh, fat Andre. Like, I don't know what saying, but I could tell. Yeah. And then I never found out what those guys did, but that place was never robbed. You know what I mean? Like, I have a feeling they were the protectors.
Yeah.
They were the ones.
Yeah.
They were like the mob. They were there to keep the other people out.
Of course, yeah, why not?
Anyway, I got a couple more. I don't know, just go through. If there's pictures of Americanized items on the menu, definitely not.
Ooh.
The menu uses stereotypical Asian font. So if you get it, and there's a little fat Buddha guy with the slanted eyes, and it's all written in that weird Asian / San Francisco cursive, that's definitely an Americanized place. If there is a side table with all the bags tied up with to-go orders, that is also a sign that it's Americanized.
Really?
Here we go. Oh. Empty fish tanks. If they have big fish tanks that are empty, American or Chinese?
Chinese and busy.
Yeah, right?
Because they're taking all the stuff out of there.
Chinese.
Yeah, I'm going to go Chinese.
Yeah.
This is interesting. If they have big fish tanks that are empty, it might be an Americanized restaurant. Mm. Live seafood is a big part of authentic Chinese food, so an empty fish tank shows that they might have evolved into being more Americanized. Why? Because the seafood became too expensive.
Oh.
Yeah. And this is the final one. Dragons. Chinese or Americanized Chinese?
Dragons are Americanized Chinese.
I disagree. I think dragons are Chinese.
Yeah, because we think of dragons when we think of Chinese, like you're the dragon, all that type of stuff. What you want is Hello Kitty.
Oh.
No, I don't know. But I'm gonna say Americanized.
It's not offensive at all, but it's probably an Americanized place.
Yes, in your face.
It goes with things like lattice work and big circular doorways.
Uh-huh.
Current Chinese culture is pretty modernized, so it's weird if you're literally entering the dragon.
Uh-huh.
I thought that was very interesting because you never know. And you know the Chinese, you want authentic food.
No,
to be honest with you, you want. Well, if you're looking for authentic food, you know what to get and what to avoid. We would be looking for the Americanized.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. Thank You for Not Cooking is pretty good, and they don't have dragons. They do have a big ass Buddha in the front.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have dragons. They do have the font.
Well, it's a good
She's
marriage.
Definitely Asian.
Yeah, it's a good marriage of the two. American yeah,
right. They're
Chinese,
making it easier for us to order and do the stuff. You know, so they put the picture and they put the number and do all that kind of stuff. By the way, those guys that were sitting at the table are part of the triad.
That's what I think. I'm pretty sure at one point they were making things rise with their minds. Yeah. What happened to Balls? Balls is on hold. I want to talk to him about his comedy show. Balls, you're doing terrible. Is it me, Or did we play the weirdest commercial ever during the break?
I heard something.
Listen to this. Listen, gotta get through. All I know is I heard one of those commercials where the lady had a thing, and then at one point she was singing "Wheels on the Bus Go Round and Round."
Yeah. I'm Terry. Smoking gave me cancer. If you're a smoker,
by the way, 23.
I have a tip for you. Make a recording of yourself now.
If you're a smoker, make a recording of yourself now because you're going to lose your voice.
Before you have your voice box removed.
Ugh.
Read a children's storybook or sing a lullaby.
Oh, so she's saying do that now so you can play for your kids. So you don't have to have this creep singing and telling stories to your kid.
I wish I had done that. The only voice my grandson's ever heard.
What
is this?
The only voice my grandson's ever heard is this disgusting Jedi voice.
And now he wants to murder everyone.
The wheels on the bus go round and round and round. Round and round the wheels.
Grandma, please stop singing.
Can you back that up a little bit?
I don't know. Can I Spanish? No.
Oh,
do I really want to?
Ready? Hit it again and we'll go at the same time when she starts singing. You ready?
It. What do you want me to do?
Hit it from where you left off.
I gotta go. I gotta let it flow.
Oh, okay.
Through.
All right. When she starts singing, I got a little. Nope.
I don't want to hear her singing anymore.
You're good with
me. I'm Terry.
That's Terry.
Smoking gave me cancer. If you're a smoker.
Ah, she's gross.
So bad.
I don't, I don't feel bad for her. I
know she's trying to,
but no. I don't. She's grossing me out. Like, I feel bad for people who made bad decisions and, you know, are suffering from it. But she's grossing me out. And I'm pretty sure she was at Balls' show on Friday. If not, she will be. They'll all be that way in a couple of weeks.
I have done that.
Here we go, Galvin.
The only voice my grandson's ever heard is this one. The wheels on the bus go round and round.
That's the grossest thing I've ever heard.
So bad.
Ugh. Robert, good morning. You're on the Mike Calta Show.
Hey, good morning, Mike. Good morning, guys. Hi, everybody.
Hello?
Listen, when it comes to authentic Chinese food, being from New York City when I first moved out here 12 years ago, peas and carrots do not go in like pork fried rice. Chicken fried rice.
That's true. You find some egg, some onion.
Thank you.
You get a pea and carrot, and you're getting a southern fried rice there, sir.
Me and Jenny go together like peas and carrots.
Now, there's a restaurant on Columbus Avenue and Howard called Ho-Ho's. These people do straight up really good New York stuff. I think the owner's originally from Brooklyn because he does the peas. He does no peas and carrots, does eggs, scallions, the whole nine yards.
Yes.
I definitely recommend if you want a good meal.
That's the way to go. What's the name of it?
It's called Ho-Ho's on Columbus.
Yeah. I've been there before. That place is good. Thank you for the heads up, sir. Flip, good morning.
Hey, Mike, how you doing? Hey, Mike, I can remember you as a kid now when you delivered Chinese food from Kenny for lunch. Remember when Kenny was running the joint?
Oh, I don't remember who ran it at all.
Well,
but
that's when all the old men were sitting at the table. You came to Cromwell Avenue where I was living, and you delivered the Chinese food.
He's probably right. I was in my range on Cromwell Avenue. Yeah. It was in the range.
Yeah, it was definitely in the range. Is Lump Chip still in Staten Island? Have you been back home?
So
it's funny, though, Flip. You don't sound like you're from Staten Island.
What, are you kidding me? I don't sound like I'm from Staten Island.
How old are you, Flip?
Say hello. 67. I don't want to tell you that too loud because all these young girls that are running around me.
I understand. But listen to this. Do you remember, Flip, that sometime around in the mid-80s, mid to late-80s, Lum Chin got in trouble? Lum Chin was like the fancier Chinese restaurant.
Yeah.
And they got in trouble because they had, they found cats in the freezer.
Oh, yeah?
No.
Yes. I swear to God it was in the Staten Island Advance.
Well, I haven't been reading the Staten Island Advance for years.
Well, it was in the 80s that this happened.
Well, in the 80s. I've been down here in the 2000s. But anyway, going back, the only real one was Mark's Chinese over by Steuben and Highland Boulevard. Remember that one?
No, I don't.
Where Carvel Ice Cream used to be on the corner?
I know the Carvel. Steuben. I know which one you're talking about there.
Right. Well, right next door in the circle. It was a round building.
All right, well,
across the street from La Rosa's Bakery.
This has been fun Staten Island memories with Flip and Mike. Thank you, Flip.
Yeah, there was a place, Jen Ho, which was so good. It was in the town right next to where I grew up. It was in Geneva, Illinois, and they got busted for cats and their food.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? Still ate it.
And Lum Chin didn't close at the time. I think they got in trouble for a little bit.
Jen Ho, I'm looking at it right here, is still open.
Yeah. Lum Chin is closed.
Oh.
Chinese food on Staten Island, dine in, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I'm telling you right now, I wonder if my dad will probably remember that. And then there was Lum Chin 2 on Amboy Road, which I also delivered for.
Yeah.
It looks wonderful.
Yeah. I like a How Long Bay here in St. Pete. They do dim sum on the weekends, and they yell at you when they come around to the carts if you don't know what you want before they get there, you know?
Yeah.
I got chicken's feet one time because I didn't know what the hell it was.
Oh, yeah. Me and Dom had chicken feet.
And I was too embarrassed to give it back. The guy was like, you sure you want? I was like, oh, yeah, chicken's feet.
Dom freaks me out because they actually do bring you chicken's feet, and I ate it.
Yeah.
So but then they bring you a bunch of other stuff that looks like things. Dom's like, that's a fish eyeball.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it does look like a fish eyeball. And he's like, that is a dog wiener. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't want any of these. It's not really, but he just blew my mind when he started talking about that stuff.
You got shark fin over there?
They probably do.
Yeah.
Roger, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mike. I got a quick question for you. You always got such a kind, bleeding heart kind of for people that make bad decisions.
Like who?
Like the smoking lady.
You know, smoking's a bad addiction. I think that you know, especially a woman that I'm assuming she's older. On that generation, they all smoked and they didn't really know, and they didn't. You know, I'm not saying that she. You know, she's not getting what you know she deserves. Or I don't know her. You know what I mean? How do we know she didn't get old secondhand smoke?
Well, and that's true because secondhand took my father-in-law. So
see.
Yeah, you're right.
But even if she was a smoker, I bet you she would stop if she could. But she's, you know, you get addicted to it.
It's
very
too late now.
What? What's that?
It's too late now.
Oh, man. Sorry, but thank you, Roger.
Larynx fell out in the tub.
Listen to me. The other day I sneezed so hard, I spit coffee all over myself. I was drinking coffee and I sneezed. I spit it. Can you imagine if she sneezed so hard she just spit her box out? I'm looking at highlights of the Fallout Boy show last night.
Oh, yeah? Wow. Yeah, I did not even know they were in town.
And there's a giant screen behind them.
Mm-hmm.
And on the screen, I see the scene from Pulp Fiction where they play that song. And it shows Travolta and Uma Thurman dancing. And there's some other pictures on there. And then there's one of a giant picture of Colin Kaepernick in his kneeling.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Keep your politics. Play the song, please.
The good thing for me is everybody's like, you shouldn't talk about politics. I go, why? And they go, because you immediately alienate half of your audience. Right. I go, no, I don't. Nobody's looking at me. Nobody's listening to this show. For my politics. I'm going to give you my opinion on things. If you don't like it, you don't have to like everything I say.
But so that's a good thing about talking politics is people almost always agree with everything. Nobody ever argues that they're right and the other people are wrong.
My thing is I just like to fight. Yeah. I will most likely take the opposite of what you say just so I can fight with you.
That does give you an upper hand in most conversations, because whereas I am not as confrontational, I'll just halfway through an argument just be like, you're right. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, your point's right.
You quit.
Yeah. I mean, I won't believe what you're saying, but I just, for the sake of the argument, I'm like, I'm done.
I'm a little bit different. So Mike likes to argue, you give up, and I just don't care.
Right.
And people are like, but you should care. And I go, yeah, but not really. It doesn't make any difference. One person can't change anything.
When
people hate that. One person can.
One person can make a difference.
No, not really.
When we're at like a Pitbull toddler show or somewhere, and I see you talking to somebody out of the corner of my eye, then I see you just make that dead face. I'm like, oh, this conversation's over.
Sometimes I just turn and walk away.
Yeah, like, I wish I could do that.
Good to see you.
Yeah. My problem is I think about things too much. I was like, then I was like, well, I don't know, Colin Kaepernick's kind of brave. I don't know, I think things through. Sorry for being, being logical about
it. I'm very much in the boat of, how does this affect me? It doesn't? Okay.
Okay, see you later.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. That's probably a smarter way to
do it. But it does affect you because of the society.
Not really, though. Not really. Once I'm in my house, I'm totally fine.
I can't find the Lum Chin cat story, but I did find out that both Lum Chin locations have been closed.
Oh,
and if you search images, several pictures of cute cats come up. Thank you very much.
It says they are no longer open, at least not for right now.
for how long?
From right now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.